Even before Black Friday, Maryland retailers were expecting a strong showing of as much as a 10% increase in holiday sales. This is Don Rush. Experts expect a surge for in-store shopping following last year's spending online due to the coronavirus pandemic. Maryland Comptroller Peter Francio.
I'm urging everybody to try to buy 50% of their local shopping at small businesses on Main Street. And the reason I'm doing that is that that money that's spent locally really helps these small businesses. Why is that important? That money stays local. It gets circulated locally. It has a multiplier effect. And the entire state's economy is based on consumer spending.
We obviously have this variant that's now come out of South Africa. It hasn't necessarily hit here yet, but we expect it to. What kind of impact do you think that uncertainty may have on an economy like Maryland's?
I do think that the vaccines that we've had will create some protection against whatever variant occurs. Everybody should be vaccinated. Everyone should get boosters who are qualified to get them. And if we need something to fight a particularly dangerous new variant, I think the pharmaceutical companies are equipped to produce another vaccine. So we may have to, like the flu, live with COVID for a while until it's completely under control. But the interesting thing is that our consumer-based GDP that we have in Maryland statewide is so dependent on these small businesses that if we can figure out how to make sure some of our consumer spending is spent on Main Street, A, we get good products, and B, we incredibly inoculate ourselves economically so that we have some prosperity down the road regardless.
Do you have any sense, by the way, as to how many small businesses have recovered from the pandemic?
Our folks know from the sales tax area that tens of thousands of small businesses have permanently shut. That's a tragedy. We miss them. There are approximately 170,000 small businesses and generally medium-sized businesses in Maryland. So we have a lot of folks that are still in the small business space. And I'm less concerned about the fact that some have closed up permanently because I think they will be replaced by new, more innovative small businesses. But it's had a big negative impact on the state.
Do you have any sense about number of new businesses coming online?
We're anticipating that there will be a surge of new filings for small businesses. It will just probably be a little bit delayed, and we're counting right now on maintaining what we have. A lot of them are, for example, about 40,000 of the 170,000 I mentioned are sole proprietorships. So that's where a lot of successful small businesses start, as sole proprietorships. So we're keeping an eye on that. We think, based on the tax revenues, that the state is in a strong economic position. We just need to make sure people get vaccinated and we're protected as much as possible from COVID so that we can get back to normal economic activity.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Francio on the expected uptick in holiday retail sales. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.